before the break. We're gearing up for the big game tomorrow night. Crows Swans at the SCG. As we've heard in 5AA News throughout the morning, the Crows are shortly heading off on their way over to Sydney. And before they do, we've had the opportunity to catch up with Crows coach Don Pike, who joins us on the line now. Don, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Last week, let's start last week before we get to the game tomorrow night against North Melbourne. Did we see the Crows at their absolute best, or is there still room for improvement from last week to this?
Look, we're always looking to improve. It was probably more important last week was the response we had from the last home and away game, and I thought the guys really came out and played the style of footy we played throughout the year, which was fantastic response after what was a really disappointing game against West Coast.
Hey, Dom, one of the things that Will and I love the most about our job is our weekly catch-ups with Eddie, and we know that he's become just a huge part of our listeners' lives as well. And even Port people say that, you know, through gritted teeth, they just love watching the bloke play footy. What's it like for you sitting in the coach's box when he does things like that, you know, that mark where he starts off lying on the ground, pointing in the wrong direction, and then jumps up and takes a screamer like that?
He's pretty special. I must admit, listening to the audio back from the coach's box, when he took that mark, there were probably more fans in the box than there were coaches. It was a pretty special moment. But he's a fantastic player, and we're really, really lucky and grateful we got him on our side. And as I said previously, it's not just how he plays; it's how he carries himself around the group and how he sort of gives of himself in a lot of other ways, which really helped the team perform.
Don, is there anything you can replicate in the GWS performance against the Swans last week? It was a pretty incredible second half. And appreciating entirely it was a different ground. Were you able to glean anything about that game to use in this one?
I think both sides coming out of the game recognised that, you know, as all finals are, it's a highly contested game, and GWS were able to match them in the contest and probably beat them in the contest and out-tackled them. And then from there, as we know with GWS, they've got some really outstanding outside players, and some of their run and leg speed was really able to move the ball efficiently and put pressure on the Sydney back. So, look, you know, we expect tomorrow night that, a team on the rebound in the finals is always going to come out ready to play. And our expectation for ourselves and for our group is that we match that straight away. We don't sort of sit back and wait and see what they might bring. We want to play our style, and we want to do that from the first down.
As a Crows fan, Don, I have nightmares about Dan Hannabry. He's tickled 40 touches the last couple of times we've played against them. Is he someone who you're going to put a bit more work into, perhaps have someone sit on him for the game tomorrow night?
Oh, we've always got that option. We haven't done a lot of that throughout the year. And I think last time we played early in the season, he had nearly 40 again, and we ended up winning the game. So, look, it's always a debate that we have as to whether or not one guy's the sole cause of the problem or whether or not collectively we can do it better and get it done. But yeah, he's one of their key movers, but he's one of a number, whether it's him or Josh Kennedy or Luke Parker or Tom Mitchell. They're all, they've got a really high quality midfield. So, you know, sometimes it can be putting finger in the dike if you just cover one and something else bobs up. So, it's a good challenge for our midfield, but they've been really strong all year. And, you know, I expect them to come out really the same way on Saturday night.
Hey, Don, this time 12 months ago, there was a strong view among the Crows supporter base and probably also, I'd say, within the club itself that after the year the Adelaide Football Club had, even making the finals was something of a triumph. Do you sort of see it as being part of your job to sort of say that while that kind of thinking might have been valid in 2015, it no longer holds in 2016?
Oh, look, I think when I came on board, as I've said previously, I sort of inherit a side that's not only made the finals but won a final. So, you know, clearly we were a capable side of playing some good footy. Probably the unknown was, as you say, the events of last year and what toll, you know, physically or mentally that may have taken on the group. But, you know, I basically came into a group who was probably their appetite was whetted by the experience last year, and their resilience and resolve was really strong given the events of last year. And, they're certainly throughout the season have had a really strong vision of where they want to go, and that hasn't changed. And, you know, even into the finals now, they're really clear as to what they think they're capable of doing. And in a lot of ways, it's with an engaged group that is clear on what they want, it's an easier role to coach them.
Tex has been a big part of that process too, hasn't he? It was great to see him get the recognition this week from the AFLPA.
Yeah, it looked fantastic for Tex. I mean, he's a leader in his second year as captain, and to get that sort of recognition from from his peers and people within the industry is wonderful, and he knows he's still learning as he goes, and he's going to keep getting better and better as the captain of our footy club.
Well, whatever happens tomorrow night, Don, it's been a remarkable year. The club's brought a lot of joy to a lot of people, and it's amazing just how Adelaide Oval, getting into its third year, has endured as such a spectacle. You know, it always feels special when you get down there for a home game.
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, I know coming over, I'd heard great things about Adelaide Oval, and unfortunately, in my last couple of weeks at West Coast, we experienced a game where we were 9-0 down at quarter time.
That's right.
I had a feeling for the amount of noise they could make, but yeah, we're really fortunate. We've got great supporters. Adelaide Oval's a great facility, and when we get 50,000 in there, the atmosphere is quite intimidating for opposition. So, look, to all our fans, supporters, members out there, thanks for getting behind us, Adelaide Oval. Obviously, we head on the road from here, but we're looking forward to continuing to really perform well in the next few weeks.
Just before you go, Don, David raised an interesting point, because it has been a terrific season, and one for the Adelaide Football Club, where you think typically you win 16 games and you probably expect to finish at very least in the top four, if not right at the top of the ladder. But to bow out before making a prelim, I know you don't want to contemplate this, but would that, in a strange way, end up being a disappointing end to a season where you win 16 games?
To be honest, I haven't really thought about it. My thoughts are pretty solely focused on Saturday night, and you know, one thing I'm not really in favour of is considering the what if we lose.
I consider
we're going to do everything we can Saturday night to get a win and keep moving forward.
Yeah, no good.
One
yeah,
down,
good.
Three to go. Don Pike, Crows coach, sensational talking to you, and all the very best of luck for tomorrow night.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate your support.
It's going to be a big game. I just before we started that chat, I had that first tinge of can it just be Saturday night already?
What's your plan for tomorrow night? Have you got anything lined up? Anything social, or are you just going to be all, you know?
We head had down, preliminary discussions in our place last night about whether we want to make it a social event or this is going to be a hardcore 2.5 hour emotional slog, and it's going to be the bunker mentality.
Yep.
You know, sometimes you got to make a choice about how much is riding on a game and whether you want to be entertaining. We're not sure yet.
Same in our place. No, no one's coming around. It's just going to be us sitting
there watching
it.
After Can You Feel It? I don't know. Maybe we'll save the social stuff till afterwards.
Yeah, exactly.